Hello, it's AP Football. It's John Gibbons hosting this week in for Adam Smith, who is away. But I'm delighted to do it. I used to do a little bit of this, you know what I mean? It's just nice to dabble, keep the old hand in. You never know what might happen. But yeah, I'm joined by Amelia Bonner, by Mike Bancole, by Paula Murphy, and by Andy Bell. And I've asked for your questions, and you've come through for me. There's some fun ones, there's some serious ones, there's some very intense footy chat, there's some lighter chat. So I'm going to do a little bit of everything for this on a Monday night. I hope you enjoy it. So we'll start with Mike Cavana, who very topically wants to know, what is the most frustrating drawn game you can remember? What's the most frustrating drawn game you can remember? And then he finishes off with cheers and have a good day, which is nice, isn't it?
Thanks.
So obviously, Amelia, on the back of it, of a pretty frustrating draw on Saturday. Can you remember a more frustrating one in your life?
Right, so I'm going to absolutely ruin this by saying, I know the point is meant to be, that's our inspiration to then talk about another one. I'm purely going to talk about Saturday, but on a very specific basis. So I got to go with one of my closest friends, Becky Ruckus, who plays Royal Derby for England and is an incredible sportswoman, like watches every single Liverpool game with her family, is like, she just never gets to go to the game, but is always the person at the gym that I'm most excited to be like, after a big result, or it, like she's very into it and never gets to go to the game. So we got to go together on Saturday, thanks to Craig Hannon, who sorted us out. Fair play to him. It was like, he told us that we'd cut enough tops off of cereal boxes to be able to get two tickets together. So we were dead excited. She hasn't been since she was about 12 and she's 31 now. So it was like a big thing. Her brother goes to every single game, and like, it's just whenever there's a spare, it's never her spare. Do you know what I mean? So all the way up, she was like, oh, you know, my brothers and my mum have been saying to me, if we don't win today, I'm never allowed to come back again. And you know, you have that thing where like mums don't watch the match because every time they do, Liverpool lose, kind of thing. But yeah, it was like If it was a bad result, genuinely she'll be like, well, I can never come again. And I felt like after that wait to actually get to go to Anfield, like she lives spitting distance from the ground and never ever gets to go. And for it to be such a big thing, like to go for the first time in ages, and for it to be that disappointing and frustrating, and to get to watch us play well for a bit and then be very frustrated for the kind of the hour that followed, that was very frustrating, kind of not only because of the result, but like kind of through association, knowing that someone's waited such a long time to get to go, and knowing that that's the fixture that they got to see, was very frustrating.